It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, this is Larry London, and welcome to a very special Border Crossings program today. We are going to be shining the spotlight on one half of one of music's greatest duos. Known for their blue-eyed soul out of Philadelphia, PA, we welcome John Oates of Hall & Oates to our show today. They've had a list of hits and a list of accolades and awards and accomplishments very, very long. And we're going to hear all about it, and we're going to share some information, some new information as well, and find out what the future holds for John Oates, Hall & Oates, our special for today. Welcome to Border Crossings.
Hello. Nice to talk to you.
Now, as a part of Hall & Oates, you guys have sold 100 million plus records around the world, and you had 10 number one songs, 20 top 40 hits. A lot of listeners around the world want to know, how did you two guys come together? How did this relationship begin some, what, 4 or 5 decades ago, I guess?
Well, we were in separate bands in the late 60s in Philadelphia, in a very small music scene in Philadelphia in those days. And we knew each other, and then eventually my band kind of disintegrated. I joined Daryl's group as a backup guitar player, and we just played very briefly, but we became friends, and we hung out, and then we went our separate ways doing other things. And then in 1970, we really got together as a kind of a reaction. Nothing that we were doing individually was working out. And we said, let's just try something really stripped down and singer-songwriter style, and we'll just play some songs and see where it takes us. And where it took us, I guess, is 50 years later to where we are today.
Yes, and well, lucky for all of us, it worked out for you guys, and for you as a solo artist as well. Now, you were studying journalism. I mean, this wasn't, it seems like it wasn't the plan.
Well, music was always the plan. I it was always my number one priority. It's just that in the late 60s, you know, I didn't want to go to Vietnam. I was in college. I was deferred. I wanted to stay in school. Journalism was easy for me. I always have looked at myself as a writer. And I took the path of least resistance, really.
So now you mentioned you looked at yourself as a writer, songwriter, and you've written some of the biggest Hall & Oates hits. A lot of people don't know this. You helped to write Sarah's Smile and She's Gone, Out of Touch, You Make My Dreams, I Can't Go for That Man Either. The list goes on and on for the Hall & Oates duo. And, of course, you've had 5 very successful albums as a solo artist. Would you say that songwriting then is your favorite part of this whole process?
I really do. I have to. I always go back to it because it's where it all starts. It everything emanates from the song itself and the writing and the creative process. I find it fascinating. I love to collaborate. I like the idea that you're creating something from nothing. You're really pulling some emotions and images out of the air and out of emotions and you're just making something from nothing. I think it's kind of a magical experience.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
In addition to being a musician, you also have a ranch in Colorado, which is, it's kind of a rescue ranch for animals. You've got emus and peacocks and alpacas. I mean, when did you get into the animal kingdom world?
Well, that's really my wife. That's my wife's thing. I just help. I do the dirty work. She grew up on a farm in Illinois, and she always had exotic animals throughout her whole life. And when we moved to Colorado, she wanted to kind of have that, and she got very much involved in animal rescue and things. So that's where that all comes from. Mm-hmm.
And you have a son named Tanner, and is he showing any interest in music?
Only that he likes music from the 1940s and 1950s.
Really?
He's an engineer. He's a works in Washington, D.C., and he's very very technically oriented.
Oh, well, that's you know, skills. There you go. That's the skills are coming from mom and dad. Now, you turned 68 in April. Happy birthday, a little late. And you came out with a book, a memoir. You waited quite a while to put out, you know, Change of Seasons, which is your story, basically, John Oates' story. And I'm particularly interested in the lows and the failures, because I see, you know, it says it talks about his highs, lows, triumphs, and lows. What give us an idea of what we might read in that book that would be a low in John Oates' life.
Well, I've been very blessed and fortunate. There haven't been a lot of lows. And even the lows that the lower points that I have had have really been instructive and really have been educational and have really set me on a course for better things. So even though, I got divorced in the late 80s. I had financial issues in the late 80s, management issues, contractual problems. It wasn't a very good time for me personally, but the result of that negativity actually turned out in the end to be very positive, because it caused me to grow up in a lot of ways, to become a more mature person, to leave the lifestyle that I was leading and go on to get remarried, have a kid, build a house, live in Colorado, live a really healthy lifestyle, and then go forward in my life. So even the bad stuff, really, in the end, if I look back in retrospect, it was actually positive.
That's not, so many people would love to have your life. I mean, not many people are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and you guys are deservedly so. And with all the successes and other awards and achievements, and you were named the most successful duo in the history of music. So I would ask you, is there anything you would do differently if you had a chance? If you could go back and reset the clock, anything that you would have changed?
I probably would have taken my songwriting a little more seriously, especially in the 80s. There was so much going on and so much pop star stuff happening around me that I got caught up in that. Mm-hmm. And I think I indulged myself a little bit. And I guess it's a hard thing not to. Mm-hmm. It's hard to describe, but I probably would have been more serious about my songwriting. And I definitely would have been more serious about making those videos, because I didn't care at all about those videos. And the result are that they live on forever in some very kind of embarrassing moments.
Baby hair with a woman's eyes, I can feel you watching. In the night, all alone with me, I were waiting for the sunlight. When I feel cold, you warm me, and when I feel I can't go on, you come and forever. Sarah, smile. Oh, won't you smile for me, Sarah? If you feel like leaving, you know you can go, but why don't you stay until tomorrow? if you wanna be free. You know, all you got to do is say so. And when you feel cold, I'll warm you. And when you feel you can't go on, I'll come and hold you. It's you and me forever. Won't you smile a while for me, Sarah? Sarah, smile. Won't you smile a while, Sarah?
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
You do spend a lot of time in Nashville, and I see that, you know, you are kind of, you're in the folk and bluegrass world quite often. Where do you seem that you know most comfortable? Is it the pop sound that we know from Hall & Oates, or is it some of the other stuff that you've worked on as well? Where do you fit most comfortably?
I think I wear a lot of musical hats, and I feel comfortable in a lot of scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
I can play the pop stuff. I can play R&B. I can play folk. I can play blues. I can play swing music and ragtime. And the only music I don't really get into is progressive rock.
Right.
Or like instrumental music or jazz music.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I've had a lot of experience. I've had a lot of influences. And I can go, I can feel comfortable on the big stage, with Daryl playing giant arenas. And I love playing a little club where I can like see people, eye to eye and just play acoustic guitar. So it's really a unique career, and it's a unique set of skills that I've developed, I guess, over the years.
Years ago, you put out your latest album, Another Good Road. Are we due for a new album from you, from John Oates, after this tour ends?
Funny you should ask.
Ah.
Yes. Yeah, I have an album called Arkansas, which will come out in early 2018, probably in late January.
Okay.
And it's a very unique record. It's really a chance for me to go back to my earliest influences, to music that happened way before rock and roll, from the 20s, the 30s, the 40s. Delta blues, swing, ragtime, all this stuff that I was really that really made me who I am as a musician. And it's but it's done with a modern musical sensibility. So it's a really unique record. I call it retro progressive Americana.
Yeah, you cover it all.
Yeah, sure.
So you say early 2018, that's when you can expect the new album. And it's called Arkansas, which is an interesting name.
Arkansas. Yep, and I cut it in Nashville with an amazing group of musicians, and I'm going to tour with it in 2018.
What I want.
Also produce festivals. I see that you've worked with the Aspen Songwriters Festival, and you helped the Bonnaroo Super Jam out. So you do a variety of different things in this business.
Yeah, I mean, I created the Aspen Songwriters Festival to bring songwriters in their purest form to Aspen, Colorado, a very sophisticated city or town and audience. And I thought they would enjoy that. And we did that for about 3 years, and it worked out really well. And and I get calls to be the musical director and kind of the guy who to pull things together with an assortment of people. And here again, it kind of goes back to what we were just talking about. I have so many influences, and I can play in so many different styles that I think I'm good in that capacity, because I can kind of pull together a lot of disparate styles of music.
Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Going to see live at John Oates' home? When does that happen? Your living room?
Daryl's got his TV show.
I want to see you on the TV doing something.
Well, I have an idea. I'm working on a TV program about American transportation.
Oh.
About moving forward. It's been a theme in my life. Cars, trains, planes, trains, and automobiles. Yeah.
Well, moving forward is a good idea, especially right now with the state of affairs around the world. I'd love to move forward.
Yeah, that's a whole other subject.
That's a whole other subject.
Any time for it.
Well, you do so many things so well, and you've touched so many people's lives, over the years. And as you mentioned, you guys are back together. It's not easy to do because Daryl has Lyme disease. We've talked about that publicly, and that makes touring difficult for him. So And occasionally, you know, I mean, you guys do get together and go out on the road. It's been a while, I think, since Hall & Oates have been on the road together.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. I have to disagree with you there. We've actually been touring straight since the early 2000s.
Oh, really? Okay.
We're in the middle of a huge tour right now. We have a 35-city tour that we're doing with Tears for Fears, and we're playing sold-out arenas all over the country. We're playing in New York tomorrow night. It's pretty big right now.
Well, there's a big arena tour.
Yeah.
And so
it's a huge arena tour.
Now, how did you decide to hook up with the Tears for Fears? Well, how did that work out?
Well, it was basically they were looking to go on tour, and we were looking for someone to perform with that would make a great package for the audience. And it just turned out that timing was perfect.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is an exciting time for you, I'm sure. And, you know, there's no more pressure on you at this point. I mean, you've accomplished pretty much all your goals. But what would be on that bucket list that is still yet to be accomplished that you'd like to do?
Well, I think what I want to do is, and I know this is probably not the answer you're looking for, but I want to stay healthy enough to enjoy making music and being creative for a long, long time. That's my goal in life.
Oh, that's a great answer. That's a perfect answer. I am right alongside of you on that one. Now, I do have a question. Of all of the Hall & Oates songs that you have released and recorded and written and been a part of for all the years, do you have a favorite or favorites?
Well, you know, I have a lot of favorites, but I go back to She's Gone because it was a song that started it all out for us back in the early 70s. And to this day, that song just has this magical quality. It's completely timeless. It's powerful. It's musical. It's, you know, it's emotional. It has all the qualities of what I, you know, what I consider to be the important aspects of a good song.
Everybody's trying to tell me what is right for me. Yeah. I need a drink and a quick decision. Now it's up to me. What will be here? She's gone. She's gone. I better learn how to face it. She's gone. She's gone. She's gone. And she's gone. Oh, what went wrong? Get up in the morning, look in the mirror. I'm warm as a toothbrush hanging in the stain. Yeah. My face ain't looking any younger. She's gone. And she's gone. Oh, what went wrong? Think I'll spend eternity in the city. Let the carbon and monoxide choke my thoughts away. Your pretty body's as healthy as all the memories. There can never be what she was to me. She's gone. She's gone. Oh, I better learn how to face it. She's gone. She's gone. Oh, I pay the devil to replace her. She's gone. And she's gone. We'll be right back.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
And who are you listening to these days?
Wait, I'm listening to a lot of different things. Recently I've been listening to the album that I've been making because I'm in the process of mixing it and mastering it. So I'm listening technically to the stuff that I've actually been working on. I just produced an album with a guy named David Starr, who's fantastic. I've been listening to that as well. And I like a lot of, I like a lot of bands. I mean, you know, I like some of the new pop music. I like a lot of Americana stuff. I listen to a lot of that. It's across the board, really.
And if you had to pick a couple of actors who are going to play the Hall & Oates story one day, when it becomes a documentary, who are the actors going to be? Who's going to play you?
Who's going to play me? Probably Cheech Marin.
Oh, you're much more handsome than Cheech Marin.
I don't know. I can't figure that one out.
Well, we're looking forward to the tour, the Hall & Oates tour, and of course the John Oates new album. And you mentioned that you'd follow that up with a tour, a solo tour. John Oates will be out on the road. Arkansas is the album coming out early 2018. Your website, if people want to check you out, what would it be?
Well, it's johnoates.com, where my Facebook page is pretty active. Or you can check out hallandoates.com. So it's all there. It's all out there in the virtual world.
Well, congratulations on all the success. You certainly took a page out of my songbook for my life, growing up listening to your music. And so thank you so much for all the great music and all the memories you have helped to make in my life and everybody's life all around the world that might be tuned in right now. John Oates, we look forward to more music from you to come in the future. And hopefully the next time you're in D.C. visiting your son, you'll stop by our studios. We can sit down and tape a proper TV interview on VOA television.
You know what? That sounds like a good idea. Maybe we'll do that with the new album and I can get to visit my son. That sounds like a perfect opportunity.
There you go. And you can write it off.
All right. Love it. Love it.
Thank you, John Oates. The book is called Change of Seasons. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying goodbye.
Oh, okay. The book is called Change of Seasons. John Oates, Hall & Oates, they're on the road. Thank you, John, for joining us.
Thank you. Take care.
And that's why.
This has been a very special one-hour program. It's Hall & Oates here on Border Crossings. And today we've had the pleasure of chatting with John Oates, one half of the Hall & Oates team, Daryl Hall and John Oates, who gave us so many hits over the 80s. And I hope you enjoyed our special today. And I want to thank our producers, Markel and Cedric, who helped put today's show together for us. I want to thank you for listening. We'll be back soon with more requests and dedications. As always, tell your friends. You have found Border Crossings. We'll be back on the VOA1 Music Network.